All right.
Hello, all you paranormal freaks out there. It is your host with the most, Benjamin Dutil, with the Horror Heathen YouTube channel and the South Jersey Horror Podcast. In today's thrilling and exciting episode, I have a talented actress with me who stars in a really fucked up movie, and it's one big grand fucking mind spank. And these are the movies that I love, that I can't get enough of. So today with me, I have Sarah Robinson, who stars in the movie Life of Belle. For those who have not seen Life of Belle, oh, hey, how's it going? For those who have not seen Life of Belle, here's the quick synopsis. Here's a breakdown. So in 2018, Annabelle Starnes went missing. New York, or say York County Police released surveillance footage of the tape and homes for new leads. Essentially, that's what I get from the movie. That's how my analyzation of the synopsis of how it breaks down. But enough of me and about all that bullshit. Here is the talented, the beautiful Sarah Robinson. How the hell are you doing?
Oh, good. Honestly, it's spring is happening, so I'm very happy. So doing good.
You look fantastic, by the way.
Thank
You in the movie. Oh my God, your role in the movie just twisted my mind all up. It was one big mind rape. I don't know what the hell was going on. You
you.
played your role so well. I mean, it is Oscar worthy. I'm not gonna lie. I tell this to everybody I talk to. So I'm very hard to impress in movies. I really am. To watch a horror movie, I'm very hard to be impressed. I'm a hard critiquer. But this movie, I watched it and I got up from my computer like the way I am now. And I had to scratch my head like three or four times to ask myself, what the hell is going on? So definitely has that paranormal activity aspect to it. The way it was shot, the in-home security cam. Jesus fucking Christ, your husband did an amazing job. Just saying.
He's brilliant, and he thinks of more and more movies all the time. If he had, like, all the time in the world to do them, he would.
So the next thing you see, give a big high five for me because it's an awesome movie.
Well.
The reason why I love this movie is because it had me looking in the corners of each frame, like what's going to pop out, what's going to happen next, wait for something or someone to pop out. The last half of this movie is when things start going sideways. So it turns out the creepy factor up to 1,000. Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm like, okay, I had to pause it for a minute. Like, do I want to go further? Do I want to keep going? I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. I'm committed. I'm ready to do this shit. Let's just finish watching the movie. And I am super glad that I did because this movie is phenomenal. It's like the whole family affair thing. I think this is the best kind of movies to watch when you get the whole family involved.
Yeah.
So, anyway, enough about me and my bullshit, introduction. Tell us a little bit about you, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, Sarah Mae Robinson, and I've always been interested in acting and movies, but I live in the South and the Carolinas. So it's not like we get many movies done here, and if it is, it's like you would be an extra or something. So I've never thought of it feasible for me, but then Sean in 2020, like, we were all at home and everything, and he just was like, "Hey, let's do a short film to not go anywhere to do anything with it." So we did a couple of just like short 5-minute films. He would put it on Facebook to like a Whisper group, so it was just something fun, something for him to get into and do since you couldn't do anywhere or go anywhere outside. So we did a little bit of those, and then the world started opening up and we could actually do more with other people, put other films and film festivals. So that's kind of where it all started for me, is doing short films and then moving into this full length feature. And it was very different because we went from doing like a weekend to doing weeks of filming. So, and to, I mean, we both still work, so it was like in and out of getting into that mindset and then going back into that mindset and then making sure that everything is still set up. But it was a lot of fun to film this, and I have more adventures in the way, and I am just very excited to proceed and go forward in acting and doing more of it.
That is phenomenal. Thank you. Great answer. I love it. Fantastic. I'm hoping that they make a sequel to this. I really do. Like, what happens after? Yeah, it just cuts off then. I'm like, what the hell, man? I want to know more. Show me more.
I was in there and I was like, what more details? Like, let me know what happens after. I like, yeah. So, I mean, even that, he has already thought of what a sequel would be. And then people were talking about a prequel, and I was like, I don't think you can really make the prequel. But I don't know if you remember the fire scene of the husband talking about, he was talking about me, the character, coming running out of the house because I saw something. So people were then like, oh, I would love to see why she ran out of the house, like her childhood and everything there. So I was like, I mean, either one can be done. I'm more pushing for the after, because the way he was telling that story and the way he was starting to map it out sounded so, so interesting. But either one, which I feel like maybe we'll put a poll on his website or on his Facebook or something and see which one, because which one would you rather see more of? What happened with the mom, like kind of the mom's backstory, or what happened with Belle? What's the future of that?
What happened to Belle is what I want to know. And at the same time, I want to know the backstory of the mom too. I'm a very nosy person. So I want to know everything about every character that I possibly can. It's like, that's why I'm a huge fan of The Walking Dead, because they give backstories to every single character. Even Negan. I was so excited when they gave a backstory to Negan. I was like, holy shit, they're finally doing it. And it which is fine, because the writers of The Walking Dead stuck with the comic book, which I thought was really good in providing the backstory to Negan, because it was the exact same thing to a T. And I was like, holy shit, I'm gonna record this, because
that they're like, stick with the same thing, stick with the storyline, that way if you're like, oh, why did they do that, they can go back in and see. I mean, they could read all the comics and books and all over again.
So how does it feel to be an actor in one of the most scariest movies of the year so far? To me, because to be honest, the other night I went to see Late Night with the Devil. Great movie, fucking loved it. So this one, Life of Belle, is up there with Late Night with the Devil, in my opinion.
Oh, okay.
In comparison, yes. Because I like being scared. And it's like, I'm very hard to be scared. I've seen movies like, okay, what's going to happen next, blah, blah, blah. I've fallen asleep in horror movies a couple of times. I'm like, this is boring. I got to find something else to watch. But Life of Belle, I was excited to see this movie because I saw the trailer. And the good thing about being a part of Terror Films, I get to know all this stuff beforehand, before it comes out to the public. So, and I write to the CEO every day, Scott. He's a really cool guy. And I was like, I need to know how to get a hold of these people. I want to interview them right now. And he's like, I have no contact information. I'm like, God damn it. So I got to.
Well,
I'm glad I found you on Facebook.
So with Sean, he's a fantastic director. Like, he's the same as you. He could get bored, or like, oh, I know what's going to happen next. So he's like, there's no like aha moment for it. Or there's like these cheesy jump scares. And he's like, I don't want a cheesy jump scare. I want an original movie, scary horror movie that is not, you're not scared by the sound of it or the music that's coming out of it, but more of like the characters, the people in the movie. You feel, and I'm always, me, I'm like, you have to feel love and compassion for the characters to feel so bad for them to die or be extremely sad or just jostled that they died. But that's why he wanted to make a horror film. He loves horror for one, but he wanted to make something that was very pow, in your face. You know, he doesn't want you to guess what happens. He wants you to be surprised.
Well, he definitely hit the mark on that one. I mean, It had me on the edge of my seat like this the entire time doing this. Like, where the hell is this guy? Somebody jump out. Please, somebody fucking jump out. Please. So.
Oh my gosh, I know. Because everything you're like, ah, it's gonna get her, it's gonna get her, it's gonna get her. But oh, but that's exactly, and a lot of other people have said the same thing. They sit on the edge of their seats and they're like, okay, what's gonna happen next? Like, is she gonna come out? Like, where is it going?
And the very end where it starts getting starts fuzzing and scrambling, like, I'm like, here we go. Let it, all right, here we go. It's happening, folks. You start doing the wave and then, well, I don't know, something.
Oh
So
God.
were there any scary parts of this movie? Were you afraid to do anything at all in this movie?
No, actually, everything. No, I mean, I didn't want to scare the kids. That was one thing, and they some parts they were genuinely scared, and then parts that we had to do again and again, they were just, acting at that point, like trying to remember. But no, not in this film. There's nothing in this film that bothered me. I didn't mind doing. I mean, going into that mindset was kind of hard and scary, honestly.
There was points I was convinced that this shit was actually happening for real. I mean, your kids were genuinely scared. I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're really yelling at their kids. I'd be fucking scared too, hiding in corners behind TVs. Everything like, mom, don't come near me. Nope, not happening. Get the fuck away from me, because this is not happening.
Yeah, I still got hugs that night, so that was good.
So ice cream, cake, whatever your kids want, great job. You earned it. McDonald's, Chuck E. Cheese, you name it, it's on me. So, in
Exactly.
your own words, can you describe what your character is going through? Like all the phases, I guess is what it is.
Yeah, so in the beginning, she's taking her meds. So therefore it's calm, but I'm still like, something, and like just trying to, it got stronger and stronger, like the voices and stuff were stronger. Until it was just like, you saw a part where I had spit up the medicine. And then that's where the slow decline started. Or I should say actually fast decline, because the voices got stronger, therefore I started losing it more. And more and more, where it poor kids, I don't even acknowledge them half the time, until I realize, I need to protect them. So it was super, I feel so bad doing half of it, but it was something crucial that really just, I had to scare them. I had to do what I had to do to get the character across as passionate or dramatically as possible.
Well, goddamn, I'm still convinced it was real. It actually happened. Jesus Christ.
I know,
So
and I was so scared that people would, and like, they see her in the public, like, no, she's
did you get arrested? For what? It was just a movie, goddamn it. Leave me alone. So this is how it would be. So
exactly. I'm a good
okay.
parent.
It for my opinion, the ending of the movie was insanely disturbing and confusing. Because now that we knew at the very end there was some kind of dark entity was behind it, fucking with your head the entire time. And so it wasn't the medication, it was something more supernatural. And I want to know more about that supernatural entity. Who the hell was that thing, or what the hell was that thing?
So, per director's instructions, I cannot tell you what it is. It's what I feel like right now. It's up to your interpretation of how you would like to take it, because people have taken it from aliens to the black-eyed children to other beings. What's the one thing? It's like a Men in Black or something like that. People have taken it so many different ways, and until the second movie is made, you're not gonna know until it's shown to you in the second or prequel, whichever one, that it will
I'm
be
gonna
shown.
go a, I'm gonna go a poltergeist. Fuck it.
And
That's what it feels like to me. It's poltergeist. It's like
yeah.
your house is on top of some kind of any burial ground or some shit. And these people are like, okay, get the fuck off my grave, or I'm gonna haunt you the rest of your life. Okay? It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
So
people have been taking that.
But what's your favorite interpretation you've heard so far?
Black Eyed Children. Because we don't know where they originated from. And I was like, you know, that's kind of an interesting way of going about it and having that said, because we don't know. Like, where did they start? Where did they originate from and stuff? So that was very interesting. So I liked that one because it was so new and different.
So have you ever seen the movie Quarantine?
Yes.
So this is what it feels like. This movie feels like it's a mix of Poltergeist, Paranormal Activity, and Quarantine. It's like I get those three similarities because at the because you got the whole found footage thing and you got the security camera and you see what's going on. Everybody's panicking and going to a frantic and shit. And next thing at the very end, you see this entity come out, which will kind of remind me of Quarantine because you know they go up to the attic and they see this thing rumble around and people are scared shitless. I get scared shitless for seeing this damn thing. So, but that's my interpretation. That's just three similarities. And I'm going to stick with it. So, but more of a poltergeist entity going on. And because poltergeists are known to fuck people's heads. I'm not an expert. That's just what I'm saying. You hear that, people? I am not an expert on paranormal activity. Okay. That's just my interpretation. I do not consider myself an expert, but I've seen enough movies to gather the information and make my own analyzation. So, fuck you all if you don't agree with me.
Well, I think that's what. It's kind of fun about different kind of movies. You just, it's an interpretation of whatever you feel like it would be, because not everyone's going to agree. Not everyone's going to be the same, unless the director or the writer creator would be the one that would be like, no, this is what it really is. Just deal with it.
So did you know that this movie was going to be a huge success?
No, because it was his first movie, I was like, I'm not, you know, not thinking too much of it, low budget. You know, let's just, you know, bring it out to someone, see if anyone wants it. And then more and more people are talking about it. And I was like, wow, more and more people are talking about it. And my daughter was so excited. She's like, it's going to be on Netflix. And I'm like, no, it's on Tubi. That's the next best thing is how I feel.
It's definitely overwhelming and I loved it. The movie, it did not overstay its welcome whatsoever. And it feels like a more of an organic movie was made because it's family made. Had everybody in it, your kids, you, your husband, were all great in the movie, all phenomenal actors. I mean, shit, pat yourselves on the back, give yourselves high fives. You can thank your husband for scaring the shit out of me. So.
Yeah, my husband in the movie was not my husband in real life.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not my, yeah, I think a lot of people have thought the same thing. And I was like, oh, no. No, it's he has a, he it's his brother. I was like, someone has to be behind the movie. Now, he is in the movie, but he never dubbed himself as one of the characters. So, I mean, you can kind of guess who he is if you want.
No, just tell me because I'm going to have a hard time guessing. What's that?
He's one of the neighbors.
Okay. Oh shit! Now I have to go back and watch the movie again. Okay, I'm going to have to now. I plan on watching it again anyway after the interview because it's such a good movie. And to me, found footage is spearheading the film industry. It's gotten so much better over the years. I mean, ever since I watched The Taking of Deborah Logan, I was caught on found footage. And I got Jill Larson on my show, which is, I was like, holy shit, this is happening. She's the one who played Deborah Logan. So it was just she's such a fantastic person. She's like in her 90s. She's so fun to talk to. I like old people. They're fun to talk to.
I agree. They just don't care. They're like older 5-year-olds who are just like, I have no filter. I do not give a crap what you say about me.
So overall, everyone performed exceptionally well, especially your kids. I mean, if my mom was screaming like that, I would not go back down to that house ever again. I would hate my mom forever. I'm like, no, I can't forgive you for doing this shit to me. You know, for yelling at me for no fucking reason. You're scaring me here. Stop it.
I was terrified. I was like, oh gosh. But I mean, they went to bed. They didn't ask to sleep with us. They were perfectly fine. Just going to the rooms. I mean, the late night where we were up until like 11 or so o'clock, that was the one time I was worried because it was a lot of jolting. That was a night of chaos and stress. But, you know, they handled it like champs and just kept going. So I was very, very proud of them for it.
I'm gonna sell you guys like $20 to go out for ice cream or some shit. I really am. Just because so well.
Say that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, so one of Sean's small like short films, what I love, The Color Brave, it has Serene in it, and it is like the cutest little movie, the only one that's not horror, and I would love for that to be made like a big feature film, but it would require a big budget. But it's so cute. It's like a, I think, 7 or 8 minute short film.
Okay. So, are there any other movies or products you can talk about that are coming up that you're starring in? Any more family projects?
Well, he's finishing up a script right now. I think it's called The Light of Something or Something, The Light. I asked him to tell me the name of it because he told another interview and I kind of forgot what it was called. So that will be coming up. We'll be making that this summer. So it probably won't come out till the end of the year, maybe next, the beginning of next year.
Okay.
Then I'm in his brother's movie, Jake. Do you know Jake Robinson? He did The Wendigo.
Oops, I think so, yeah.
I'm in a little bit of his movie as well that's coming out. That's Children of the Woods. So, but yeah, that's all I'm in so far. But it's been wonderful, and I'm excited to do more.
Well, keep doing what you're doing because you are a very, obviously, you're a very talented actress.
Appreciate.
And because as you, like, I can't emphasize this enough how you and your kids did such a great job of the movie. You all performed exceptionally with all phenomenal actors. I mean, you've all got bright futures. It's evident, it's obvious that you are. I'm not psychic or I'm not clairvoyant. I can't really tell you what's going to happen in the future. I kind of wish I was clairvoyant. That'd be great. I mean, I could tell a lot of things happening in the future. But I can see that you and your family have a great future ahead of you because of
Well,
the
thank you.
because of this movie. This movie has put you on the map. A lot of people are recognizing this movie as a fantastic found footage movie, and it's getting a lot of praise. Believe it or not, I'm watching everything on social media, how this movie is getting a lot of praise. And especially with terror films. I mean, if you got terror when you got terror films to distribute this movie, that's a big thing. A lot of people cannot get their movies distributed through terror films. So
Yeah.
that's a huge achievement for your husband, and fuck it, he's got my respect. I mean, shit.
Good. Thank you. I
Anyway,
know.
thank you so much for the interview. You've been a fantastic guest, and I wish you nothing but success in your career. And I'd like to see you and your kids in a lot more movies because you're all very well talented, obviously.
I'm happy. Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful, honestly. This has been such a fun interview. I was so nervous about it. But so I'm like, I'm by myself. I don't know what to say. So I'm
You're
very happy.
great. You're great. You're great. You're good. You're good. No worries. Okay, so thank you so much, and I will see you on the big screen.
Sounds good. Bye.